here on today's Lely Radio Sports page for Let's Get to Know You segment with new PCM head baseball coach Brent Fridley. Coach, let's just start off our conversation a little bit talking about, you taking over as new PCM head baseball coach. Talk a little bit about what kind of your baseball coaching experience looked like before this.
Yeah, so I started my coaching career actually when I was in college, and I was a freshman baseball coach at my alma mater in Hampton. And then I've been coaching youth stuff ever since I was a kid. And then after I got done playing at Central, I actually was an assistant coach there for a couple years. And then from there, my plan actually was try to be a college coach. And I was married. We were getting ready for our first kid, so we had to kind of make a decision of what we wanted to do in life. And I decided to go a little bit different direction. And have been in the youth coaching circles here for the last, 15, 16 years, coaching Little League and then some several U-SSA teams. I was fortunate enough to be able to help out with PCM Baseball Spring League a couple times when Sean Hudnut was coaching, so been around here. But this is my first true head coaching gig, so excited about it.
You mentioned you're from Hampton area. I'm a North Iowa person myself. But what was it that brought you to the Prairie City Monroe area?
Yeah, so my wife is actually a PCM grad and is a teacher here now. So we moved to Prairie City 17 years ago now. And we love the community. We love the school district. We love the fact that our kids have an opportunity to be involved in several things, whether that's fine arts, athletics, clubs, and have a chance to, experience all of that stuff. We both grew up in smaller towns, so this was just a logical fit. For me, work-wise, it's an easy commute for me, and then obviously with my wife teaching here, that's a pretty darn easy commute too.
What do you do for a living?
I work at ITA Group. I manage a software development team.
Tell me about your family. How long have you and your wife been married, and about your kids?
My wife and I have been married 21 years. I hope I got that right. We have three kids. I have a daughter, Jaden, who's a junior, a son, Rylan, who's an eighth grader, and a son, Bryson, who is a fifth grader.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
I have a later question, but I'll just ask you now, what your favorite pizza topping?
I'm a pepperoni guy, and plug for George's Pizza in Pella. That's my favorite one.
Dream job if money or location was not a factor?
Full-time baseball coach.
Favorite movie?
Let's go to The Sandlot.
Outside of coaching or work or your family time, what's a hobby of yours?
I like to golf when I have time to golf.
Do you play Gateway around here or somewhere
else?
Yeah,
we're members at Gateway, so play there, but like to get around to other courses when we can.
Are you a reader at all? And if you are, what's your favorite type of book to read?
Yeah, I do. I read Help Me Fall Asleep at Night, actually, and I love World War II and history.
Okay. Favorite board game? Or cards, I guess.
I'm a Euchre card player.
Euchre, okay.
Yeah.
Best trip or vacation you've ever been on?
We went on an adults-only trip to the Dominican Republic. That was probably the top one.
What is a bucket list place you'd love to go to someday?
I'd like to go visit Scotland and Ireland.
Do you have a bucket list sporting venue you would love to go to?
Dodger Stadium.
Okay. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
I am a cookies and cream guy.
Favorite college or professional sports teams you cheer for?
Yeah, college, I'm a Hawkeye fan, Central College fan, and then professional, Los Angeles Dodgers.
You have an NFL team at all?
I don't. So my brother-in-law played in the NFL for 8 years, so we tracked him wherever he went. So he started with the Raiders, so I suppose if there's anybody I was leaning to, it'd probably be the Raiders.
Favorite musical artist or band?
That's a tough one for me. If you look at my playlist, it's got a little bit of everything. I think probably if I were to name a favorite one, maybe the Foo Fighters or Pearl Jam in there, but I like country, rock, R&B, take it all the way back, 50s and 60s too.
I don't really ask this question on my sheet, but is there a favorite concert you've been to?
I saw Brad Paisley once in Wells Fargo Arena. That was a really good one. The very first concert I ever went to was Def Leppard at the Iowa State Fair, so that one's tough to beat too, just from a memory perspective.
Any pets at all?
No pets.
No pets. When you were a kid growing up, what was your favorite thing to do with your friends?
Probably go to the swimming pool. We did that a lot.
if you should spend one day with a famous person, either alive or have passed away, who would it be?
That's a great question. We go baseball reference, maybe Sandy Koufax.
That'd be interesting. Do you and your family have a favorite annual tradition?
We try to, once the seasons are done with baseball and softball, try to head down to Lake of the Ozarks every year for a solid week. So that's probably my favorite one, just a little R&R down at the lake.
If you could eat only one type of sandwich the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, I'm not a big sandwich guy. We'll go spicy chicken from Chick-fil-A, though. I guess that counts, right?
Yes, that counts. Go-to candy.
Skittles.
Original or a different one?
Original.
Favorite season and why?
I'm a summer guy. Summer? I like the heat. I'd rather be hot than cold. Baseball season, obviously, and boating season, golf season.
Who is a person in your life that, as a non-family member, you would most likely go to for a piece of advice?
Ooh. That's a really good one, too. Right now, I'd say Coach Burns.
Is there a meal that you can specialize in cooking that you would say, this is what I specialize in?
I don't know if I've got a specialty. I do make lasagna every Christmas for my family, so that's a good one. I love a little smoker that we do. Like chicken grillers on that are probably my favorite one to do on that one.
Are you a person that likes to be up early, or are you a kind of a night owl?
I'm an early guy.
Okay. And my last question for you, Brent, is, what are you most looking forward to in your first season, this 2025 baseball season for PCM?
Yeah, I think it's continuing to grow and building the program a little bit. I'm excited to see what these guys can do. I'm just excited to see us keep getting better. We're off to a decent start here, and just really looking forward to seeing where this goes.
That's been a Let's Get to Know Your Sentiment with PCM head baseball coach Brent Fridley. Thanks, coach.
All right, thanks.